Hi, I'm Mary McPartland. My guest today on Piano Jazz is Stacey Rolls, who plays wonderful trumpet and flugelhorn. Her long, graceful lines and natural phrasing combine excellent technique with imagination and confidence. And she sings. And on and on and on. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm just fine.
It's great to see you again. It's been a long time.
It's been a while, Stacey.
It really has.
I just don't know where to start, but of course, probably talking about your old man, Jimmy Rolls, and how much of an influence he was on you, I guess.
Well, boy, I couldn't help that. That's for sure.
Oh, it's wonderful, but he probably got you started playing as a kid, didn't he?
Yeah, pretty much so. I started playing piano, and I don't know. I just decided I wanted to play something else. I moved on, and in grade school I played the, I guess they call it a marching snare, the field drum.
Field drums, yeah.
And played that through elementary school, and then I found this trumpet in a paper bag in
my father's dresser.
Yeah.
Where did that come from?
It was his army trumpet that his buddy Chuck Peterson taught him how to play the trumpet in the army so that he could be in the band.
Oh, my goodness.
So he had a little bit of knowledge of how to make an embouchure and how to play the chromatic scale and all of that. So I took the trumpet to him, and I said, "Dad, what's this?" And he said, "It's a trumpet." And I said, "Could you play it?" And he says, "Yeah." I said, "I want to learn how to play it." So he taught me the chromatic scale, and next thing I know, I was up in the attic honking and bleeding and blatting and making all kinds of horrible noises. I'm surprised they didn't throw me out of the house. But I really love the trumpet, and I just... Then I heard Freddie Hubbard play the flugelhorn, and that was the end of it for me.
So that was... That's when you had to have the flugelhorn.
That's when I wrote the note, yeah.
Oh,
the famous note.
What note? Tell me about the note.
Well, I wanted a flugelhorn, so I wrote my father a note and said, "Dear Dad, if you buy me a flugelhorn, I'll play the hell out of it."
And you have it.
Only the word hell was another word, but I can't repeat it on the air. And... Dad thought that was great and took me down to Zepp's Music Center, and I bought me a flugelhorn. So
that's the story of that.
That's the story. There you have it.
Well, I think you should play on it.
Well, okay.
I think that would be a good idea.
I think we can do that.
What should we do?
Let's do There Is No Greater Love.
Oh, that's a nice tune. And you know, we're very fortunate to have a wonderful bass player here with us today.
Absolutely.
Tom Warrington on bass.
Yay! Tom.
Yay. And that's going to make it real nice.
Absolutely.
So let's do it.
Okay.
There is no greater love. You know, after me saying, and she sings too, are you going to sing?
Yeah, I'd love to. This is a beautiful tune by Ray Noble. I believe the correct title of it is Stars Come Out at Night.
It's funny, I don't know that tune, but I guess I will in a minute.
Oh, this is one of those out of the hat magic tricks that Dad pulls, you know.
Like, I was going to say, this must be one that he... Because
yeah.
He was so good at finding these esoteric tunes that nobody else plays.
Yeah, yeah. This is a really nice one. I really enjoy doing this one.
Well, good. So let's have a go at it.
Okay. 1, 2, 3... Why my stars come out at night. It's curious the way they do. The answer is simply this. They love to look at you. Well, do you know why owls come out at night and ask each other who? I sang when I was little, but I had a terrible traumatic experience in front of a huge auditorium full of people, and I forgot the words. I forgot the words to a solo. I walked out and stood on the apron of the stage and completely blanked on the words.
Oh, God.
And it was the longest 2 minutes of my entire life, I think. People started laughing, and I couldn't remember them, and oh, my God, it was just ridiculous.
And how old were you then?
I was in grade school, you know, like 10. 9, something like that.
Oh, that's a terrible age to have something like that happen.
Oh, I swore I would never sing again, never. And I didn't sing for years and years until Dad and I went in the studio to do Looking Back. That was the first thing that I'd ever tried to sing.
Was that the like the first record that you made together?
No, the first record we made together was the one on Concord that Leonard Feather actually instigated. That was called Tell It Like It Is.
Yeah.
That was the very first one that we did.
Well, I'm glad Leonard got on the ball. And
I am, too. That was just... I liked the record a lot, but it really kicked Dad and I off, you know, as far as... I had, I would say, 15 good years of working with him.
Really? That
yeah,
long?
I was, you know... Well, but it was great. I mean, it was a good long time that we had together playing.
Well, you must have got a tremendous lot of insight and actual sort of learning without knowing you were learning.
Absolutely.
Stuff from working with him.
Osmosis, I think.
Osmosis, that's the word I was trying
we
to think of.
We had such a communication, an unspoken communication happening. You know, we would do things at the same time and look at each other and grin, you know, and just it was great. It was the best 15 years of my life. You know, I feel like I lost my very best friend.
Well, what did you, I mean, you called it like Jimmy Rolls and, I mean, did you have a title for your two selves?
I don't know. We used to fight over whose name was going to be first.
Oh.
Not that we wanted the name to be first, that we wanted our name to be second. That was kind of fun.
Oh, God.
Well, the last one was Jimmy and Stacy, you know. Make it Stacy and Jimmy.
I was just thinking maybe we should play something. How about what? What would you like?
How about a little Johnny Mandel?
Oh, yes.
Let's do Emily.
Oh, I'd love to.
It's one of my favorites.
Great song. Hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast. Tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.npr.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.